I love what you said about the primal aspect, because inhabiting our animal body is the way that we connect to the primal dimension of ourselves. And we don't do that because it's not socially acceptable, let's say that. So there's all of this vitality and life force and magic and creativity. We are sensual beings. Like when we drop out of our minds and we're just simply inhabiting the body, like for example, I'm currently on day two of my bleed, so I'm in the non-thinking space, and my body is just, just taking a shower today and feeling like the hot water on my body. I could have stayed there all day. And just to be able to sit in this space where I'm not thinking, I'm really in the animal of my body right now in this stage of my cycle. I'm just so in the web. I'm sitting on my decking, and all I can feel is like the rain falling and the conversation of the wild world. And when I'm sitting on my decking, it's like there's a story unfolding in front of me, which I can feel through my body. So the invitation through the practice of the animal body is, how are we in relationship to this web? And so through the embodiment practice, by really like getting out of our head, getting out of our thinking, getting out of the constructs of what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, and inhabiting this one that's sensory and wild and primal and, visceral and tactile and smells and licks and tastes and senses and feels and intuits, we can just inhabit this other space that is part of our way of inhabiting the world, but we're just disconnected from. So this is the power of embodiment practice, is it the invitation is really to get out of our head. And when we get out of the head, what's possible when we're simply experiencing the world in our bodies? And then obviously the task then is to, over time, because it takes time to awaken the intelligence of our bodies, the capacity of our body, it's then we tap into another way of being that is more rooted in earth, that is rooted in the way that love wants to come through us, the way that life force wants to come through us, the way that our desires are like a north star, a guiding star. And then our consciousness and our mind just becomes the way in which we translate it, essentially. So through the embodiment practice, we're opening to dropping down into the space of our bodies, recognizing that there's a whole world here, and then tapping into the intelligence of that world so we can inhabit that world and then do the paradigm shift of becoming an expression of that world. And that's how we really shift the world, because we then become embodied in the feminine principle, which is deeply feeling, deeply sensing. And then we're not suppressing or repressing or caging or denying or cutting off from or having to put half of ourselves in a box. It's really like, no, this is what I feel. This is what I love. This is what I long for. This is what I desire. This is what I intuit. This is what I sense. And just, bringing all of that online again so that we can rebalance the world, piece by piece, breath by breath. So that's how I see it. That's how I see the invitation of embodiment, is to go into the deep and touch these places that we can't touch through our thinking mind, but then translate them into, oh wow, I've just felt this in my body, and this is information and this is intelligence. And then that reveals something of my deeper life, my deeper heart, my deeper soul, my magic even.